Welcome back to Numbness Paralysis, the PTSD podcast. I'm your host, Olga Costa. Today, we will talk about something many of us know intimately: self-sabotage. The quiet, hidden ways we get in our own way. The cancelled plans. The abandoned projects. The retreat just before success. For trauma survivors, self-sabotage is not laziness. It's not weakness. It's not proof of failure. It's often a form of protection, a cycle rooted in fear, shame, and survival. So today, we will explore why self-sabotage shows up. How it disguises itself. And how gently, patiently, we can begin to break its cycle. Take a breath with me. Feel the air moving in. Feel the weight of the exhale. And let's walk together into this reflection. What self-sabotage really is. Self-sabotage is when our actions or inactions pull us away from what we want most. It can look like procrastination, picking fights in relationships, distracting ourselves when we are close to progress, avoiding opportunities that could change our lives. From the outside, it seems irrational. But for the nervous system, shaped by trauma, it makes sense. Because success, closeness, or joy, all of this can feel unfamiliar, even unsafe. If survival once meant bracing for harm, then leaning into good things may trigger alarms. This can last. Something bad will follow. And so, self-sabotage steps in, not to destroy us, but to protect us, to keep us in the familiar, to shield us from the risk of disappointment, to prevent us from standing out where harm once found us. The cycle. Picture a cycle drawn in the sand. At the top, a desire, something you truly want. You take a step forward. You prepare, you dream, you wish. But then, shame whispers, fear rises, memories steer. Your nervous system says, too dangerous. So you hesitate, you distract, you retreat. The opportunity slips away. And what remains is disappointment, but not just disappointment. Shame, anger at yourself, proof that the old story is right. See? You can do it. This loops you back to the start. The cycle repeats. Desire, fear, sabotage, shame, desire again. round and round. A gentle reframe. What if self-sabotage is not betrayal, but a misguided form of protection? Instead of labeling it failure, we can see it as a survival strategy, one that once kept us safe, but now keep us small. When you pause to recognize this, something shifts. Self-sabotage is not your enemy. It is a younger version of us, of you, guarding the door to your future, afraid that if you walk through, you'll be hurt again. Lived voices. I once spoke with someone who always sabotaged their relationships. Whenever closeness deepened, they would pick fights and withdraw. They told me it felt safer to leave before I could be left. For them, self-sabotage was not cruelty, it was grief prevention. Only later, with gentle support, did they learn that leaving early created the very loneliness they feared. Another survivor described self-sabotage in work. Every time success was near, they'd stop showing up. They said, "If I don't try, I can't fail. If I fail by choice, it hurts less." And then there was one who said, "I procrastinate everything. I thought I was lazy, but I realized if I never finish, no one can judge me." These are not failures of character. They are echoes of survival. Each story is a nervous system trying to shield a tender heart. Breaking the Cyclone. Breaking the cycle of self-sabotage is not about discipline alone. It's about safety. Here are some gentle steps. One, name the pattern. Begin by noticing. Say, this is self-sabotage showing up. Naming creates distance. Two, ask what it's protecting. Instead of fighting it, get curious. Ask, what is my self-sabotage trying to shield me from? Often, the answer is rejection, failure, exposure, or disappointment. Three, tiny safe steps. Instead of a big leap, try micro movements. If success feels overwhelming, break it into smallest piece possible. Each small win tells the nervous system, see? It's safe. Four, replace shame with compassion. When you catch yourself sabotaging, resist the urge to attack yourself. Instead, breathe and whisper, I see why you're afraid, but I'm safe now. Five, invite support. Healing self-sabotage often requires mirrors outside ourselves, friends, mentors, therapists can remind us of our worth when fear clouds it. Remember, breaking the cycle isn't a single act. It's walking the circle differently, interrupting it with compassion instead of shame. A reflective pause. Let's pause together. Close your eyes. If it feels safe, Take a slow inhale and an even slower exhale. Picture yourself standing at the edge of the cyclone. See the circle draw in sand. And now imagine gently stepping outside it. You are no longer trapped. The cycle is there, but you are not inside it. You are observing, choosing, free to walk a new path. Self-sabotage is not proof of brokenness. It is proof of survival. It is a nervous system doing its best to keep you safe. But safety has changed. You are not who you once were, and you deserve to move towards the life you long for. As we close, remember, the cycle can be broken, not through force, but through compassion. Thank you for walking this reflection with me. Stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.